Today's daf is Bechiris daf lamed vav, and we have 5 lines from the bottom of daf lamed hey amid beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza and Le'ilu Nishmas Hagoyin Reb Shmuel Yaakov ben Reb Yisachar Doiv, Reb Shmuel Yaakov Bornstein, the second yard site. Zok the Gemara. So the Mishnah on daf lamed hey amid aleph discussed whether a roya, a shepherd, is believed to say that a bechor that now has a mum developed its mum memela and wasn't done bekavan. Additionally, the Mishnah discussed whether a kohen is believed. Ramei Shita was that a kohen is never believed. Why? Because being that you certainly can't trust the kohen to say edus about his own bechor, it means that a kohen is a chashud. And Ramei holds that once somebody is a chashud al hadavar, lo yidonei v'lo yidai, he can't be a dayan to paskin and resolve shailas regarding that Irian halacha that he's a chashud, and he can't testify. He can't be an aid either. So if a kohen is a chashud when it comes to his own bechor, he's pasul aedos, even when it comes to somebody else's bechor. So our papa asked the abayo, the rabbi meir, the omer chashud al adover, lo yidonav lemi ida, according to rabbi meir that holds, that once somebody is a chashud for something, he can't be a dayan or an aid with regards to that area. And based on that, Rameir said in our Mishnah, the way the Gemara explains Shitas Rameir, that a kohen is always possible to say edos with regards to the history of a mum that a bechor developed. So Rapop asked Abayo, the Kamer Rameir, we know another Shitas Rameir, and that is Hachashud L'Dover Echad, Chashud L'Tara Kala Tayur Kula. There's a discussion amongst the Ketanam, comes up in different sugis Hashas. If someone is Chashud in one area in Halacha, does that make him a Chashud now in Kala Tayur Kula or not? You have it in Perek Shnayim Oichsin. Rameir Shita is that a chashid l'davar echad is chashid l'tarak chala tayra kulos. Rapap asked Abayo, so let's do the arithmetic. A kohen is a chashid l'davar echad. He's chashid for bechayres. If he's chashid l'davar echad, he's chashid l'tarak chala tayra kula. If someone is a chashid for a specific area in halacha, he can't be a dayin or an aid for that era in halacha. If that's the case, according to Rameir, a kohen should never be able to be a dayan. Kohanim hechi dayan, idolai dayan, idino. So his question was, it should come out that a kohen can never paskin. So, okay, maybe. Maybe a kohen does the avodah. Maybe a kohen has his role in Klal Yisrael. But according to Rameir, maybe the kohanim weren't dayanim. But Rapapa said that can't be. The pasuk says, Val PM, referring to the kohanim, yeah, kol riv, v'chol nega. It's a pasuk in the Torah that one of the jobs of the kohen was to be a poisek. We'll speak out some raid on that later. But being that we know for sure kohen's allowed to be a dayan, Aramea Shita is that chashid l'davar echad, chashid l'chol ha-tayra kula. Aramea Shita also is that if somebody is a chashid for a specific area, lo yidonav l'me'idai, and we know for sure kohanim are a chashid l'davar echad, according to Rameir, just put all these pieces of the puzzle together, and what should emerge is that a kohen can't be a dayan. And we know that's not true. That was what Papa's kasha. The Gemara said, Abaya told him, eim edom Rameir l'chashah. It's true Rameir has a shita that chashal adavar echad is chashal chal teru kula. But the only time Rameir said that is if you know for sure two edim came and said edos that this person is a chashal adavar echad. If we know for a fact that somebody is a chashal adavar echad, then he's chashal chal teru kula, and then this whole cheshbon would make sense. But when we say that the kohanim are chashal am bechayres, they're chashal. Chashid enough to say that lo yidonav lo miyidai, but not chashid enough to say that they have a din of a chashid l'davar echad, they should be chashid l'chal terakula. Because at the end of the day, all it is a chashash. Meaning there's a difference in semantics with regards to the definition of the word chashid as it relates to a meir zalacha of ha-chashid al-adavar lo yidonav lo miyidai versus as it relates to a meir zalacha of chashid l'davar echad, chashid l'chal terakula. Kehanim are considered chashid with regards to b'chayres enough that they should be loydan of lemeida, but they're not chashud enough with regards to bechayrus that they should have a din of a chashud adavar echad, so that they should now be chashud l'chol ha-tayrakula. So the Gemara yibayiluhu. So another one of the things that the Gemara discussed on daf lamed hey amid beis was the hilchas edus that you need to determine the history of a mum that a bechar has. Again, when a kohen or a mumcha inspects the mum of a bechor, he has to determine two things. Number one, is this the type of mum that's matter the bechor? Number two, did the mum develop b'memela, or did somebody do it b'yadayim? Because if somebody did it b'yadayim, the halacha is, you wouldn't be able to be matter. And the way for the mumcha to determine how the mum came about would be by being a kabbalatist. And there was a discussion. Is a karav belief? What about ishta? Ishta kegufa? What about arayas? Ibayulu on that note. What if somebody comes and he says, I didn't see the Bechar develop a mum by itself. But somebody else told me, and that person saw. Now, ordinarily, that's what's known as Eid Mipa. Eid Mipa is a basic psul, that's Eidus 101. If you're going to say Eidus in Bezdin, you have to say Eidus about something that you yourself saw. You can't say that somebody else told me. So what about, as it relates to Eidus Bechar, Rav Asi, Asar, Rav Ashi, Shara. So it was Machlikis, Rav Asi, and Rav Ashi. Amalei, Rav Asi, the Rav Ashi. Rav Asi, who was Machmer, told Rav Ashi, V'artonet v'im Nasha, in Eid Mipa, Kosher, El Eidus Isha. The only time Eid Mipa is Kosher is by Eidus Isha. What's Eidus Isha? Isha Shaholach Pailo, Lemedina Sayam. She's in Aguna right now. She has no idea where her husband is. She hasn't heard from him in a while. The halacha is that an Eid Echad is believed to say that this woman's husband died so that she'd be able to get married. It's what's known as Eidus Isha. There are a lot of kulois in Eidus Isha. We'll see more about that later. And Tana Devei Menashe said that the only time Eid Mipa is kosher is when it's Eidus Isha. This is not Eidus Isha. So Rav Asi asked Rav Ashi, how could you tell me that Eid Mipa works when it comes to Eidus Bechar? It's not Eidus Isha. And we know it's only by Eidus Isha that it's okay. So the Gemara says, Tani, Rav Ashi said, I had a different gears than that braisa. Not Ein Eid Mipa kosher elo le'edus Isha. Rather, Ein Eid Mipa kosher elo le'edus sho Isha k'shera lo b'vah. Only with regards to Eidus that an Isha's k'shera, and Eidus Bechar is an Eidus sho Isha k'shera ba, not Eidus Isha. Eidus that an Isha is believed. This is a case where Eidus that an Isha is believed, and for that reason, Eid Mipa is going to be okay. Rav Yemer Achshir Eid Mipa B'Bchar. Rav Yemer was once Machshir, like Rav Ashi, Eid Mipa by B'Bchar, and Kori Olei Miremar. So you have Rav Ashi and Rav Asi, and you have Miremar and Rav Yemer. But either way, so Miremar said, Yemer Shari Bukhra. He was not so happy with what Rav Yemer had done. He said, Yemer, oh, he was Matar of Bechar. Either way, the Hilchah said, what's the halacha? Eid Mipa kosher le'edus Bechar. I'm Rabbi Law. Rabbi Law said, like, hey, Muchzab Kosher Bechar. A Kayan had an animal. We do not know whether this animal is a Bechar or it's not a Bechar. Ba'at Echad. And now the Kayan walked into Bezdin. Ba'at Echad sounds like it was any random person. It was actually the Kayan himself. But Amar, and he said, Shehu Bechar, that it's a Bechar. Umumayimai. And he said, oh, but by the way, you see this mum that it has? The mum developed on its own. Now, ordinarily, a kohen is not believed to say eidus on his own animal that the mum developed by itself. Stating that, Rabbi Law said, in this case, he's going to be believed. Why? Because in this case, without the testimony of the kohen, we would have no way of knowing whether the animal is a bechar or not. The kohen is the one who told us. He informed us that this is a bechar. Being that it's only because of what he said, that we even know that there's a Shiloh over here, therefore he's believed. Why? It's what's known as Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitter. Meaning, if we knew for a fact that this animal was a Bechar, then of course the Kohen wouldn't be believed to say that the mum that it has developed on its own. He's an Egeya Pedover. But being that without the Kohen's testimony, we would have no way of knowing that it was a Bechar, so really if the Kohen wanted to lie, he wanted to be a Chashud, then what he could have done was just not told anybody that it was a Bechar, he would have no shailas. The only reason we know there's an issue is because of what he said. He's a Pesha Asar, Pesha Asar, which Pesha Hitter. That was Rabbi Law's Chiddush. Read the Gemara, it's like a Shmak Da'alacha. But Maika Mashmalon, Sha Pesha Asar, who a Pesha Hitter? Anyone that ever learned Noshim Nezikin knows this Alacha. Tony, no. In fact, it's a Mishnah, Mesachus Ksubis. A woman said, I was married. Ugrushani. So a woman comes to town, nobody knows if she's married, if she's single, can she get married or not? And she said as follows, I want you to know I was married, but I got divorced. So the halacha is the menace. She's believed. Now, if we knew for sure that she was married, she wouldn't be believed to say grushani. She would have to have a get, eid chsima, eid mesira. Can't just go ahead and say grushani. But being that over here, we did not know anything about this woman. And she could have said she's a pnuya and not had any issues. Even though she said Eishes Ishani, she's now believed to say that she's a Grusha, Sha Pesha, also a Pesha Hitter. Bottom line, it's a Mishnah. So what do you, Rabbi Law, to tell me? Da'alacha Pesha, also Pesha Hitter. Is it in a Mefurish Mishnah? Now, the Mishnah is talking in the context of Ishus, and Rabbi Law was talking in the context of Bechayrus. But it comes down to the same principle. Pesha, also Pesha Hitter. Zach the Gemara, no, there's a Chiddush. Because Ma'adatayim, I would have thought, Hasam, Hudi Ba'i Lo Yamra. Over there, the woman is believed. Why she believed? Because of the Pesha, also. If she wanted a life, she just wanted to get married, then she didn't have to say anything. She said something. She's now believed to say that really she's a grusha. Aval hacha, but over here, deloy sagi, deloy amar. Here, he had to say something. This kohen had no choice but to go and bring this animal to a mumcha. You know why? Because even though the kohanim, what comes from this sugya, were chashed to be matam mumcha kachem, but they weren't chashed to eat kachem b'chutz.
And the only way this Kohen can know for sure that he's not eating Kachem Bachot is if he goes to a Mumcha, and the Mumcha tells him that this is a good Mum. So he has no choice but then to go to a Mumcha. Being that he has to go to a Mumcha, he doesn't have a Pesha Asa. Pesha Asa means you didn't have to talk. You could have been quiet. This woman comes to town. Oh, she didn't have to tell him when she's married. Why'd you say you're married? Oh, you said you're married. So you put yourself into a mess, you stuck your foot in your mouth, so you believe now to say that Grushani. But over here, what are you going to say? The Kohen didn't have to do anything? He could have just eaten the Bechor? No, he couldn't have. Because if he didn't know for sure that it had a Mum, he'd be violating Kachem Bechutz. It's true that he's chashud when it comes to being matal the Mum, but he's not chashud to eat it without knowing for sure that it has a Mum. I mean that you need a Mumcha to determine whether or not it's a Mum. So there's no real Pesha Asar over here. But the Gemara says, that's why Rabbi Eloi needed to say that even in the case of the Bechor, maybe you don't have Pesha Asar. Kamash Malon, so what's Takib Shat? Why is there a Pesha Asar? So the Gemara gives a very obvious response. Because the Imishum Hachi, Abishadim Mum in the Nick of Achale. He could have given it an obvious Mum. And in that case, there wouldn't have been a Shaila, right? You go to a Shaila where something, you go to a Rav when something's questionable. But if it's not questionable, we don't have to go to a Rav. Even the man on the street can paskin certain women. There's certain women that are very, very obvious. There's certain women that are Ton Shayla's Rav, and there's certain women that are obvious. So this person still has a Pesha Asa. What are you going to tell me? You had to go to a Rav? You had to tell him, have a Bechor to know if it's a woman, because otherwise he'd be eating Kachem Bechutz? No, he didn't. What he could have done was given it an obvious mum, never told anybody anything about it, and everything would have been okay. The fact that he showed up, told us that it was a Bechor, notified us that it's a mum, he has a Pesha Asar, therefore he's believed to say that the mum developed by itself. Maskiflo Mar Baravashi. So Mar Baravashi has the kasha. Meaning what we're saying is that even though a Kohen is ordinarily considered chashud to be matul mum bekachim, matul mum bebchor, that's the theme that underpins these sugyas that we're learning right now. But at the same time, if he has a Pesha Asar, in that case, he's going to be believed. His kasha was, this is classic Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia, a classic Gemara Masechtas Ksuvus. There was a person that rented a donkey from his friend. Amale, the masker, told the soicher, you want to borrow, you want to rent my donkey? That's okay. But don't go derech nahar pekoy. Why? The ikamaya? Because there's water there, and I'm afraid that my chamar is going to be damaged. Zil b'urcha denarash. Go better, Narash, take that highway. The Lekamai, Azabuch and the Harpakot, he didn't listen, and he went Derech Naharpakot. Umeischam and the Chamor died. Va'asa, va'amaleis, he came back, and he told the masker, Baruch and the Harpakot, Azli, listen, I have to make a confession. I did what I wasn't supposed to do. You told me not to go Derech Naharpakot. I went Derech Naharpakot. Oh, but by the way, but there was no water, and it's not why he died. It didn't die because of water. It dropped dead. It had nothing to do with water. Va'amaleis, so the question was, do we believe the Soicher or do we not believe the Soicher? So Rava said, Maloy l'shaker. He's believed. Why? He has a migu. If he wanted, he could have said, Baruch Adonai Rosh Asli, and he would have gotten out of. So what are you concerned? Maybe he's lying? Maybe really it did get damaged in water? In which case, the Soicher is now going to be responsible? I think we should trust him that that's not what happened. Because had that been what happened, or had if he was lying, he could have just simply said that I went the way you told me to go. The animal died, and he would have avoided this whole court case. Therefore, he has a malu l'shakit from Rabbaya, and Rabbaya famously responded to Rava. He says, "There's no migo over here, Rava. You know why? Because malu l'shaker bin makim edim layam rinon. Even though there was no real edim here, but says Rashi, there's an anansahadi that in nahar pekoy there's always water." And being that there's always water, we don't believe him that when he says there was no water and it died by himself. What do you mean? He has a migu. He could have said, I went derech narash. That's true, he has a migu. But your migu essentially is telling me to believe something that Anan Sahadi contradicts. And migu b'mokim Anan Sahadi, or migu b'mokim Eidim, they're synonyms of each other. Lo yamrinan. What's the Gemara's kasha? Why do we say here too, migu b'mokim Eidim lo yamrinan? Now it's not a migu. We're dealing with a Pesha Asar. Is this Gemara a raya that Pesha Asar works with the lumnus of migu, Rabbi Chanan's Chakira? But it doesn't matter. The point is that just like migu b'mokim Eidim lo yamrinan, so too argues the Gemara Pesha Asar, Pesha Hitir b'mokim Eidim lo yamrinan. And here this Pesha Asar is contradicting Eidos. Which Eidos? The Anan Sahabi. The proverbial Eidos. The Anan Sahadi that says that this Kohen is chashud to be matul mum. So what do you want to tell me? Even though we have an established understanding that Kohanim are chashud
to be matumum, but being that over here there's a pesha asa, pesha hitter, the pesha asa is going to override that umdana, that he's a matumum. Just like you find that migu b'makam anan sahadi loyam rinon. So why do we say pesha asa, pesha hitter, b'makam anan sahadi loyam rinon? And again, the Gemara gives a similar teretz to what it gave earlier. Hachi hashda hasam vada yikamaya hascha vada shadi be'muma k'shashahu b'makam k'shasham rinon malu l'shaki. There's a very big difference. There was always water in the har pekoy. That's a real anan sahadi. Like Rashi says, anan sahadi the chol shaita yikamaya. Is there an anan sahadi that koyhana machashad? Meaning, what the Gemara is saying is that even though we have a whole sugya that Kehanim will chashit to be matumum, but we have to take it with a grain of salt. We have to appreciate it's a chashash. That's all it is. So you want to trust them in Hilchos Eidos? No. But it's not like there's an anan sahadi. There's no anan sahadi. So the Gemara said in the beginning of the Yomid, with regards to Rav Meir's halacha of a chashul adavar echad, chashul achal atayru kula. So Kehanim a chashul achal atayru kula, chas v'shalom. What do you mean that chashul b'chayris? There's a chashash. And it impacts Hilchas Bechayris. But they're not a Choshul Dover Echad, Choshul Dechalot Ayurkula. Same as here. If the Kohen would have a Migu or an Anan Sahadi or a Pesha Aser to establish that he wasn't Matomum. So you're going to tell me, what do you mean? There's an Anan Sahadi was Matomum. No, Anan Sahadi was Matomum. There's an Anan Sahadi that there's a Chashash. That there is. But at the end of the day, all it is a Chashash. Yes, Ravina become a Lahishmait, but the Gap Ravina was sitting and he said over this halacha, the halacha of Rabbi Lo, that said, that if a Kohen walks into town with an animal that we don't know anything about, so we don't know if it's a Bechar or not a Bechar, and he says that there's a Mum, and that the Mum happened by itself, he's believed, even though usually wouldn't be believed. Because being that we only know that it's a Bechar because of him, he has a Pesha, as a Pesha Hittis, Ravina said over that halacha, and he didn't mention it in the name of Rabbi Lo. Amar, le Rabbi Zuti, the Ravina, and Namish made Rabbi Lo Masnin. You're just saying it over, you should know, by the way, that the author of this halacha is Rabbi La Zok de Gemara Maisa Rab Tzadik Havali Bukhar. Rab Tzadik had a Bukhar. Ramale Sairi Bisali, and Rab Tzadik was feeding the Bukhar. He fed it Tzoirim, barley, Michael Behema, and he put it into a basket. Nasri Kaili Aruva Rava Klufa. So there's a little bit of a tumult what the proper gears is. But the bottom line is he put it in a basket. The basket was made of wood and wicker, and there were some sharp edges. Badid Ka'achel, as the Bechar was eating the barley, Ivza Sifse. It heard it slip, it developed a mum. Also, the comment to Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Tzadik brought his animal to Rabbi Yeshua. Tzadik was a Kohen. See, he said, Klumchi laknu ben chaver la'amar. He said, listen, I know ordinarily a Kohen is not believed to say that a mum that a Bechar has developed on his own. Told Rabbi Yeshua, I'm telling you what happened. These are the facts. My animal was eating from a basket, he was eating barley, cut its lip. That's how it developed. But I know I'm not supposed to be believed. But he said, you know, maybe I am believed. Why? Because just like you find when it comes to Hilchas Tumah V'Tayra and Hilchas Trumas V'Maaseres, that we're Choshed the Ama'aretz, but we're not Choshed the Chaver. So maybe when it comes to the laws of Bechayra, the same is true. And that was the question he posed to Rabbi Yeshua. Am I, Rav Tzadik, believed to say that the Mum developed on its own or not? Why should you say, of course not. It's Mishnayos here in the fifth parak of Masechtas Bechayris. But Rav Tzadik argued that maybe all these Mishnayos are only negei a Kohen Am Haaretz. But maybe a Kohen Chaver is different. And again, what's the precedence for that? Hilchos Tumah V'Tayra, Hilchos Trumas V'Maaseres. You find that. So he told him, Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, hey, yeah, that's an excellent argument. You're actually believed. Also, the Kavod Rabbi Gamliel, Rav Tzadik then went to Rabbi Gamliel, Amalei, so he told him, Chilaknu Mechav Am Haaretz. He went for a second opinion. And he asked Rabbi Gamliel, what's that halacha? Amalei Rabbi Gamliel lies. He told him, no, you're not believed. Amalei. It's interesting because I went to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua told him that it's okay. Amalei, so he told him, Hamtein Ashiyal Bali Treisin Beis Medrash. Because I hear what you're saying. Why don't you wait until the Bali Treisin, the Talmid Chachamim, come to Beis Medrash? Let's discuss this in a public forum. When the oil came to Beis Medrash, Amar Ashiyal Lishah. So Rabbi Gamliel told Rav Tzadik, I want you to stand up and I want you to ask the question again. Klumchi laknu ben chaver la'amar. It's Amalei Rabbi Yeshua laughed. So again, Rabbi Yeshua said no. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel. No. Hey, he said, I thought that I heard that you said yes. So he told him, Yeshua, Moidal Raglecha, I want you to stand up. The Yidubach, Amad Rabbi Yeshua Raglov. Rabbi Yeshua got up and he said, Hey Chesed, what should I do? Ilmoli ani chai behumeis. If I was alive and he was dead, meaning b'shoyel, yochel achai lahakash hasameis. But achshav shani chai behuchai, hei chai yochel lahakash hasachai. Meaning Rav Tzadik knows the truth. And Rav Tzadik knows that when he came to me and he asked me the question, I told him it's okay. So I'd love to deny it now, Rabbi Gamliel, but unfortunately I can't, because the person I told it to is standing right here. So Rabbi Yeshua said, you're right, Rabbi Gamliel, I told Rav Tzadik
that he's believed to say that the Bukhar developed on its own. Why? Because he's a chaver, and just like a chaver has nemanus by Tumah V'Tahira, a chaver has nemanus when it comes to Truas and Maestris. A chaver is going to believe with regards to this. I know you, Rabbi Gamliel, are saying no, and I know that's really what I'm supposed to say. Unfortunately, I can't retract. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel was very upset at what Rabbi Yeshua had done. He was upset at Rabbi Yeshua for paskining to Rabbi Tzadik before he came to Rabbi Gamliel. He was upset at Rabbi Yeshua for paskining that it's okay. And what Rabbi Gamliel did was, when he gave shir, Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, he forced Rabbi Yeshua to stand. Somewhat bibizyoinis. Rabbi Yeshua Imad al Ragl, Ashirinu Kalam, and it got to the point where it was so humiliating for Rabbi Yeshua that he's just standing there where everybody is sitting. It was a very formal setting, the way people used to learn. And Rabbi Gamliel is just giving the shir, and Rabbi Yeshua is mamish being exposed. And the Olam was very, very disappointed. The Amru, the Rav Chutzpis HaMeturgamin, they told Rav Chutzpis HaMeturgamin, who was that? Interesting, Toisvis, last line of the Amid, Measara Haruge Malchus. But they told Rav Chutzpis, also the last Gemara Masech Tischulin, so they told Rav Chutzpis stop talking. The way it used to be was the Magid Shir would speak and he had a Meturgim and somebody that would just tell over for the Oilam. He had a good Kayach Hadibur and he would tell for the Oilam everything that was going on. So he told Rabbi Chutzpah, stop saying what Rabbi Gamliel is saying. Meaning, you're embarrassing Rabbi Yeshua because Rabbi Yeshua is standing here. Either way, there's a lot to talk about this Gemara. Amazingly, it ties in beautifully to some really, really interesting in Yonah D'Yayma. But before we do that, just one Ha'ara and we'll finish the daf. So the Gemara had said in the beginning of the Amud that Ramei Shita is that a chashud l'davar echad is loy danoi v'loy ma'ida. And the Gemara asked the kasha, if that's the case, Ramei Shita is chashud l'davar echad, chashud l'chalat erukula. So according to Rameyer, a kayin should never be able to be a dayan. Why? Because a kayin is a chashud l'davar echad, he's chashud l'b'chayis. Once you're chashud l'davar echad, you're chashud l'chalat erukula. And once you're a chashud L'chalatayrakula, your apostle to be a dayan L'chalatayrakula. So if that's the case, freaked Rapopo, La Abaya, according to Rameyer, a kohen should never be able to be a dayan. And he said, I know for sure that a kohen could be a dayan. Because the pasuk says, Val PMYA kol riv v'chol neg. And the Gemara gave it terence. The truth is, this idea that the kohanim were also dayanim is mefurish in Psukim in the Torah. You see it many, many times. Let's read from Parsha Shoiftim. This is the Parsha of the Zakeh Mamre. The Pasuk says, Ubasa ala kohanim ha-levi'im ve'la shoifet ashiyeh bayomim mohem ve'darashta ve'yigidu l'chaz tvar ha-mishpat. Right, the context is, ki yipalav imcha dov ala mishpat be'dom l'dom be'din l'din be'neg l'neg. Divrei rives b'sharecha. This is going to be a fight, a tumult, a court case, a shayla, a toyin. You need a bezda now. So what do you do? Uvasa ala kohanim ha-levi'im. You go to the kohanim and the levi'im ve'la shoifet ashiyeh bayomim mohem ve'darashta ve'yigidu l'chaz tvar ha-mishpat. It's a pasuk in the Torah, right? So who do you go to? You mean you go to a rav? No, the pasuk says uvasa la kohanim halavir. Why are you going to the kohen? You go to the kohen if you have to bring a carbon, because after shechita it's mitzvahs kohuna. No. Here you have a court case. Ki yipalim imcha davar la mishpat uvasa la kohanim. You see clearly that the kohanim were also dayanim. A few pesukim later, va'isha sheyase bezadoin. This is the zakei mamre levilti shmaya ela kohen ha oimed l'sharei shamas hashem alokecha oya la shayfe. What do you mean he was Yasa the Zodin? He didn't listen to the Kayan. Listen to the Kayan? Yeah. You see the Kayanim with Dayanim. A few prokim later, the parsha of Hazama. Kiyokum eid echo beish, lano is paisara. Vamdu shnea noshem ashalahemaru lufne Hashem. Lifneha koyhanim, vahashoiftim, asheyu bayobimahim. Tupsukum later, vasisim like kashazov and lasis lachem. But who are they standing in front of? A bezdin. Who's the bezdin? Vamdu shnea noshem ashalahemaru lufne Hashem, lifneha koyhanim, vahashoiftim, asheyu bayobimahim. And then finally, you have the pasuk that the Gemara brought. Vinikshu. Hakoyhanim bnei Levi kivam vacher Hashem aloykecha l'shar. This is the most mafurish pasuk, which is why the Gemara brought this pasuk. Ulevarich b'shem Hashem va'al piem yeh kol riv v'chol nag. Either way, it's pasuk after pasuk after pasuk. Something that I think a lot of people don't realize, and it's mamish psukim in the Torah that the kohen's role, in addition to being oymed l'shares to do the avoda, but he had another very important role. He was the shayfet, and that's why all these different psukim that talk about hilchas edus, whether it's the zakei mamre or whether it's bein din l'din, bein nega l'nega, the parish of Hazama discuss the shayfet as being none other than the kohen. If you take a look at the Evan Ezra on the pasuk right in the beginning of the parish of the zakei mamre, uvasa el hakohanim halevim. What does it mean? Uvasa el hakoyhanim halevim. So Rashi says hakoyhanim halevim, meaning hakoyhanim sheyatzu mishevet Levi. And at first glance, it's a little bit tzarech bir, because everyone knows that the Kehanim came from Shevet Levi. So why does the Torah have to emphasize over here, HaKehanim Alevim? How many times does it say in the Torah, Kehanim, and it doesn't refer to them as the Kehanim Alevim? Zok Rashi, HaKehanim Alevim, HaKehanim Sheyotzu Mishevet Levi. I mean, Pasha, what's bothering Rashi here, that Rashi had to be Mefarish, HaKehanim Sheyotzu Mishevet Levi. If you take a look at Eben Ezra says, HaKehanim Alevim, Kashe Pirashti. You could be a Kohen and not come Miyichos Levi. And that's the emphasis as it relates to this pasuk. Uvosa l'koyhanim alevim v'lashoyvet ashi b'yom ha'mahem. What it means is ha'koyhanim, not just any Kohen, but rather the koyhanim that were yatsu m'shevet Levi. So I saw in the Sefer Zois L'Yakiv, Rav Shmuel Yankiv, today's his yard site, he said a beautiful pshat based on a Rambam that everybody knows. The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Shmita v'yoyva. The Rambam over there discusses Shevet Levi. And the Rambam says, v'lomaz Zocha Shevet Levi benachlas Eretz Yisrael ubizasa imecha. Shevet Levi is emoi chelik benachlimach. So why is it that Levi was loy zocha benachlas Eretz Yisrael? Says the Rambam ibn Shehuvdol Avedes Hashem ulusharsa. Because Shevet Levi has a very specific job. His job is to be separated to serve Hashem. Ulohayrois drachav hayisharim umishpatav atzadikim l'rabim. And to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. And to paskin Torah for Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yoru mishpatecha liYaakov v'sayroscha liYisrael. Lefichach, it's for that reason, says the Rambam, Huvdalu midarkei oil. That's why that's separate. Like, Urchin Bulchama, Kishai Yisrael, Veloy Neuchlin, Veloy Zoichlin, Latz Mekech Gufan, Elohim Chel Hashem, Shenemar Baruch Hashem Chela. So what's the job of Shevet Levi? The job of Shevet Levi is Lavoy des Hashem, that we all know. Ula Sharsa, everybody knows that. Ula Hoyrois, not everybody knows. Jerocha Vayisharim, Umishpata Vatzadikim Lerabim. Shmuel Yankiv said that the truth is, the history of this being Levi's job traces itself back to Levi himself. Levi ben Yaakov, the Rambam, in the end of the first parak of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, where he talks about the history of Avram Avinu, where Avram Avinu was the son of Terach, and then he was makir that there's a Bayri Yoylam, and he started spreading the word, the Rambam says, what Avram Avinu do? Avram Avinu was a Rebbe. He was the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. He was teaching everybody Torah. That's what he did until thousands and tens of thousands of people, the Rambam says, started gathering to Avram Avinu. What was the message that he was teaching? And then he gave over the Masorah to Yitzchak. What did Yitzchak do? Yitzchak said, he did the same thing. And Yitzchak gave over the Masorah to Yaakov, and Yaakov Avinu went into the family business, and he was doing the same thing. He was also being Makarif people. He was also teaching people the Ikra Godol Hazer. The Yoshem Melamidu Machzer Kol Anil Vamilov. The Yaakov Avinu Lom Abon of Kulam. Yaakov Avinu taught Torah to all his children. But the Hivda Levi, but he set aside Levi. Umineu Rosh. For Hishiva be Yeshiva. He made him a Rosh Hashiva. What was his job? Lelami Derech Hashem. Velishmar Mitzvah Yisavram. Haflo Vafelos. It says Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov, this was Levi. Yaakov Avinu appointed Levi. There was a Messiah. Avram Avinu, we know Avram Avinu. Nefesh Asha Asa Bechar. He gave it over to Yitzchak. Yitzchak did the same thing. Yitzchak gave it over to Yaakov. Who'd Yaakov give it over to? He gave it over to Levi. What was Levi's job? It's one line in the Rambam. Umineu Rosh, v'yehoshivai b'yeshiva, l'lamei derech Hashem. Levi's job was to be malamei derech Hashem. It was al derech zeh. This was something that would manifest itself in Levi's descendants, in Shevet Levi. That what's Shevet Levi's job? Not just to serve Hashem, but l'hoiroi strachav ayisharim u'mishpatav atzadikim l'rabim. It's l'lamit, just like Levi did, and Yaakov, and Yitzchak, and Avram Avinu. Levi's job is v'anefesh asha'asa b'char. It's not just to learn Torah for themselves, to spread the word. It's to be mashpia people, it's to inspire people. That is the job. That is the job of Shevet Levi. Either way, says Reb Shmuel Yankiv, we know the next halacha in the Rambam, in the end of Shemitah V'yovel. V'loi Shevet Levi b'vav. The truth is that even though this is Levi's job, and this is something that Levi has birusha, but it's not they don't have exclusive rights. Either way, says the Rambam that even though Shevet Levi has this Mesorah, but they don't have exclusive rights, any person that wants to tap in to Shevet Levi has a right to do that. If that's the case, so he says it comes out that this idea that the Kohanim were the Shoftim, it's related to the essence of Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is Yoreh Mishpatecha LeYaakov U'Mishpatav LeYisrael. The Rambam said, V'loy Shevet Levi V'vad. If that's the case, Sol Kedai Techamino, Ichvot Kevah, that maybe when it says in the Torah, Uvasol HaKayanim, it doesn't have to be a Kayan that has Yichus from Levi. Maybe it means any person that decided that he wants to be Neskadish, Kodesh Kadoshim, as in V'loy Shevet Levi V'vad, and it's Mistaber. Bishlemi to do the Avodah. Okay, maybe for that you have to have Yichus. You have to be a Benon Shal Kedoshim. But as it relates to Yoru Mishpatecha LeYaakov, it would make sense. Someone that's qualified to be a Poisek Adar, to write tshuvas, somebody like that should be able to be a Dai. Imagine saying that Ramosha Feinstein couldn't be a Poisek because he didn't come from Shevet Levi. It's a Shvera Havamina. What does that mean? Who else could write tshuvas like Ramosha? That's what the pasuk is coming to say. Hakoyhanim alaviim, hakoyhanim sheyotzu meshevet Levi. That there's a din that nichlal in the tzura of Klal Yisrael is that there should always be koyhanim that alaviim that are shoyftim. That even though in svara you could have thought that it could be any Yisrael because of Eloi Shevet Levi Bovad, like Devin Ezra says, no, in this case, the Torah is emphasizing HaKayhanim Sheyotzu M'Shevet Levi. Again, which other Kayhanim could it have been? It could have been the Eloi Shevet Levi Bovad that the Rambam talks about in the end of Hilchus Shemitah V'yot. Either way, look the Mishnah right there. Neman HaKoyim Loi Meheres B'Charzeh Babu Mokoyim is believed to say that this animal is a Bechar, and although it has a mum, it's, I know for sure that it's a good mum. How do I know? Because I already showed it to a mumcha, and the mumcha told me that it's a good mum. So Kohen's belief to say that the animal he has a qualified mum by virtue of the fact that he already got a psak from a mumcha. A similar halacha. A Kohen's belief to say that if he has an animal that has a mum, that I got this from a Yisrael, and when he gave it to me, it already had the mum. My time, but what's the reason? Because people don't lie if there's a good chance that they're going to get caught. And this is a milsa da avida leguye. Why? Because he's saying he got it from a Yisrael. Which Yisrael? Chaim Yankel. Go ask Chaim Yankel. Did you give it to him with a mum or not? If he's lying, then he's going to be exposed. People don't lie if there's a good chance they're going to be exposed. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi, Afna Namitinino, Lechura, we have a raya to Rav Yudam Rav's halacha from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nemana koyin loymar, hiresi b'chorze, ubal mumu. Koyin's believed to say that this animal that I have, I showed to a mumcha, and he paskin that it's a mum. My time, but why is he believed? Presumably, the reason he's believed is because if it's not true, we're going to find out it's not true. Meaning, we'll find out who he claims this chacham was that was matarit. We'll ask the chacham, and he'll tell us whether he's telling the truth or not. So, is our Mishnah then not a raya to Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rabbi? Okay, it's not the same halacha. Mishnah's talking about where a kohen says that when I got the bechor from the Yisrael, it didn't have a mum. It developed a mum later. I showed it to a mumcha, the mumcha paskin, that it's okay. Rav Yudam Rav's halacha is with a person saying that when Yisrael gave it to me, he gave it to me with a mum. But the Gemara says it's not a sushta. Why? Because Hassam over there, what's he saying? What he's saying is that he got a psak that it has a mum. The question is, what's being discussed is really not how the mum was developed. But what's being discussed was whether it is a mum or is not a mum. In fact, Rashi says in the Mishnah that even though the Mishnah says, a Kohen's belief to say that I showed this animal with a mum to a mumcha and he told me that it's okay, he's still going to have to prove that it developed on its own. We're questioning the actual mum itself. The reason we trust him as it relates to the mum is because kehanim are not chashud when it comes to the mum itself. Again, it's a tricky sugya, but there's another nuance that's important. We keep on saying the Kohen is chashud. He's chashud to be matal the mum, but he's not chashud to eat it without the mum. Because to eat it without the mum is karis. That's
kachin b'chutz. He's not chashin on that. He's chashin to be the matum mum. So our Mishnah, which is discussing not how the mum developed, but rather whether there's a mum or there's not a mum, the Mishnah says he's believed. Why? Because kachin b'chutz layachal. For that, there's an umdana that he's not a chashid. But Abul Hach over here, in Rabbi Yudah Merab's case, we see the mum. The question is not whether there's a mum or a not. It's not a questionable mum. It's a question of how the mum developed. What the Kohen's saying is, I didn't make the mum. The Haraya, by the way, I got it with a mum. Oh, now it's a question, will you mat the mum? For that, you're a chashid. For that, you're a chashid. So maybe you're not believed. So you want to tell me a new svara? Called Milsad Avidi Legluya Le Meshakri Ba'ich. That's a very nice svara. But you have no right in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing whether it's a mum or not. There we're more inclined to believe the Kayan because we're not choshed him to eat kachim b'chutz. Rabbi Yudah Merab was discussing not is there a mum, but how the mum developed. There's no shail of kachim b'chutz. There's vaday a mum. It's more of a question of the isser being matum mum, the isser the rabbanon, that if you're matum mum, now all of a sudden you're not allowed to eat it anymore. The machlik is probably as in the chachamim that we had earlier in the week. So that's a different question. For that is a chashud. Good. Nice svara. Milsa David Lugluye, but a rai from the Mishnah you don't have. Masa Rav Shizbi. So as it relates to this halacha of Kol Milsa David Lugluye, loy meshakri ba'inji. Oy melamisha ein neman ala meiser. Kachli mimisha hu neman. If somebody goes over to somebody who's not neman ala meiser, so someone was an amaret. He was choshen on trumas of meiseres. And he told him, do me a favor, buy tfuah for me, but I want you to buy it from someone I can trust. Meaning, I'm not like you. I'm a neman ala meiseres. I'm a chogger. Make sure it has a hashkocha, a hechsher, that I'm okay with. Or at least buy it from someone that you know for sure gave ma'aser. So the halacha is ain't neman. You can't trust the shliach. So the shliach himself is chashud when it comes to ma'aseres. If I'm not chashud, I can't send that person as a shliach for me. Why not? It's true, he himself is a chashid. But this is a milsa davidi legluye. So if it's a milsa davidi legluye, why don't we say le mishakru ba yinshi? So the Gemara says, shani hosam, de isle le ishta mute. Over there, there's a way to get out. Meaning, in our Mishnah, in Rabbi Yudah Merab's case, the case was that the Kohen is saying that I got it from this Yisrael with a mum. Okay, we'll find out who the Yisrael is. We'll find, it's very objective. Over there, it's a little bit more subjective because the person could always, if we find out later that he bought it from someone that wasn't Neman, the Shliach could always say, I thought he was Neman. Being that it's a more subjective thing, is Pliny a Neman or is he not a Neman? Right? Is he a good guy or a bad guy? It's subjective. Well, maybe somewhere in between. I don't know. So whether someone is a Neman or not is very, very unclear. Whether you gave it to me with a mum or you didn't give it to me with a mum, that's very black and white. So that's a milsa davidi legluya. You'll be able to be mevara. Was there a mum or not? What are you going to be mevara here? You're going to be mevara that you told me to buy it from an Neman, you bought it from not an Neman. I'll tell you, the guy really was an Neman. So I think, you're right. You can't bring any rayas to the sugya milsa davidi legluya from that part of the Mishnah. Seifa, vadi nisayele. You can bring a raya from the Seifa. What's the Seifa? Ishplaini. Hareza Neman. If he told him, go to Ishplaini. In that case, the halacha is, the shliach is believed. So what do you see from there? Must be because it's a milsa davidi legluya. I mean, if the mashaleich told the shliach, go buy it from Ishplaini, so then he's believed to say he bought it from Ishplaini, even though ordinarily he's chashud. But you see, he's believed if he told him Ishplaini, probably because he's not going to violate what the mashaleich told him, because now it's a milsa davidi legluya. He was told who to go to. So if he didn't go to him, he's going to be exposed. So the Gemara says, Hasam, kivin de islay tevei amirtas. Now there it's different. There it's much more of Yidu Leguye. Because over here, I told you go to Pliny. Obviously, I want it to be from Pliny. So I'm probably going to find out later if it wasn't from Pliny. Over here is in the Milsa of Yidu Leguye. If the Kohen says that the Yisrael gave it to me with a mum. Okay, so now already you have to be a little bit paranoid that maybe we're going to want to know who the Yisrael was and we're going to ask the Yisrael. Anyone's going to take the time to do the homework to find out whether the Kohen's telling the truth or not. So it's not such a milsa davidi legluya. Over here, where the mashalech has a kapeda, you know for sure, or there's a very, very good chance he's going to follow up. So it's in this case where it's a milsa davidi legluya. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabba, minodei liyehuda ha. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabba heard this halacha. What was the halacha? Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rab that a Kohen is believed to say that I received this Bechar from the Yisrael with the mum. And even though usually a Kohen is chashud when it comes to these things, but this is a milsa davidi legluye, and when it comes to milsa davidi legluye, we trust the person. Rabbi said, how did Rabbi Yehuda know this? He referred to him as Yehuda, but it's Rabbi Yehuda to us. So he said, how did Rabbi Yehuda know that? I was the one who told this to Gidul, Shem Chacham, and Gidul told it to Rabbi Yehuda. So I'm the origin of this halacha. And this halacha is not being said over properly. Because I'm going to tell you what I told Gidol, which means that's what Gidol should have told Rav Yehuda.
What did I tell Gidlo? Hachi Yomri Le Neman Yisrael Loimar Bechor Zenasati L'Koyim B'Mumay. Not the Koyin is believed to say that he got it from the Yisrael with a mum, but the Yisrael is believed to say that he gave it to the Koyin with a mum. Says the Gemara, Yisrael Pshita. For that you need Rav Yehuda. For that you need Gidl. For that you need Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba. Yisrael's never chashed. We had that earlier in the week. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about when the Yisrael gave the Koyin the Bechor, it was a small animal, and now it already, say, I caught in Godol year. It grew very nicely. So Mao de Tema, I would have thought, like Kinle, maybe the Yisrael is not believed, not because he's chashed, but because, does he have a tfias ayin? He gave the animal 3 years ago. Maybe it's not the same animal anymore. Kamash malon, that it's okay. Either way, so there were two versions of this halach. One version was that the Kayin is believed, because it's a milsa David Lugluye. The other version was as the Yisrael's believed. So, Akhtigmar, Besura, Masi, Kalishna, Basra, Bepumpadiso, Kalishna, Kama, Vehilchaso, Afilu, Kalishna, Kama. Again, the Lishna, Kama is the first lashon that the Gemara brought, that even the Kayin is believed. And why is it believed? Because it's a milsa David Lugluye. Rafram, Bepumpadiso, Havali, Bukhar. Rafram had a Bukhar. Vyavale, the Kayin. Rafram was the Yisrael. He had a bechor. He gave it to a koyin. Beloy mum, and when he gave it to him, there was no mum. Also, shadabei mum, the koyin was matul mum. Yom echad cholish beini. One day, Raphram's eyes were hurting, and it was very difficult for him to see. I say lekameh, this koyin took the bechor that now has a mum because he was matul mum. He brought it to Raphram, and he wanted a psak to make to know whether the mum is a mum or not. Amalei, see, tells Raphram bechor is that nosan liYisrael b'mumai, that Yisrael gave me this bechor with a mum. So the Gemara says, "Arfesinu le'ene." It was very hard for Raphram to see, so he struggled and he exerted a lot of energy, but he was able to see. Chazya b'shikre. He recognized that it was his animal. Meaning, this person had been waiting to get a psak. Raphram was the bucky in Mumin, so he wanted to go to Raphram. The problem is, he knew Raphram was going to start asking him questions about how this mum developed. His story, his alibi was going to be, I got it from the Yisrael with whom. The problem is, Raphram's the one who gave it to him, so how's he going to tell it to Raphram? See, he waited for a day like today, where Raphram's eyes were hurting, so it was going to be hard for him to really notice the animal. I guess he was able to see the mum, but not to have the tfiyas ayin in the actual animal. The bottom line is, Raphram looked closely at the animal, he realized it was his. So he, Amaleh, he told him, I know you have to look. This you're lying to me. This is the animal that I gave you. The postscript to the story is lechash leila milsa, meaning even though the chachamim saw that it's possible for a koyin to lie, even where it's technically a milsa David leglui, but the chachamim said this was an anomaly. Hayhu dechatzif, akuli hay lechatzifi. No one's usually such a mechatzif, so ordinarily you can trust the koyin when it's a milsa David leglui. So Gemara, who sarua? There was an animal that was a sarua. A sarua is a mum where one eye of the animal is bigger than the other. Also, the chachamim Ravashi, lemay nechash. What are you worried about? There's no shayla. I koyin who Yisrael, who are bechor mumay imoy. Doesn't matter if this person's a koyin, is a Yisrael. It could be mattered in 2 seconds. You can't physically make someone's eye bigger or smaller. So obviously, this is a natural mum. So what's the shayla? You don't have to. There's no bedikas. You have to, no questions that you need to ask. Just tell him mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Amar Rav Rav Ashi, not so fast. Vidilma Yisrael. Maybe the person's asking the questions. Yisrael. I'm Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, "Ein roi bechor Yisrael. Lelum king koyin imoy." If Yisrael comes, so Yisrael has a bechor. He wants to know if his animal has a mum. Just curious. Now, Marashach, he has to give it to a kai. So he walks into the rabbi, he says, does this have a mum? So the halacha is that you don't give him the psak. You chayshe him. You chayshe that he wants to hear that it has a mum, and then he's going to steal it from the kai. So why is he asking the shayla if he's going to steal it? Because if it doesn't have a mum, it's kachem. He's not going to eat kachem b'chutz. But maybe he's going to steal it. So we don't tell him. We don't pass. You make sure there's a kayin there. And right after you give him the psak, you tell him, now give it to the kayin. You have to show up with your kayin. Otherwise, we're not going to give you a psak. An interesting halacha. The point is, so Ravina told Rav Ashi, you're making it sound like there's no nafkamina. You have to, there is a nafkamina. Ask him first whether or not he's a kayin Yisrael. Because if he's a Yisrael, you can't give him a psak. I'm at least told him, hachi hashem hasam over there, need the kachem b'chutz layachel. I'm a mayin of the kayin chashid. The reason, the premise of that halacha is because we're chashid, the kayin, or the Yisrael, that maybe even though he won't eat kachem b'chutz, hence he's asking a shayla, but at the same time, maybe he's chashid, I'm a minor. Maybe he's going to steal from the kayin. But hachal, this person is for sure not a chashid. You know why? Mechdi. This is a mum that everybody knows. Anyone that was ever mava sedra knows this halacha. My time as you come, Rabbanon, why did he come bring me the shaylos? Rav Ashi said, "Mishum kfoidu duchachem." Must be because he wanted to give me covid. Al kfoidu duchachem, loy avid isura avid. If he's makbid on the covid of a chacham, yeah, but have a mina, he's not going to be makbid when it comes to a real halacha. So it's for that reason, he said, in this case, I'm not going to be chayshim. Either way, just a little bit of inyana diyoma got late early. But go back to the story that we had earlier, where the Gemara said Rav Tzadik had a bechor. the Bechor was eating Sa'irim from a basket. It cut its lip, and he brought it to Rabbi Yeshua. And he asked Rabbi Yeshua, is it a mum? Rabbi Yeshua said, yeah. He said, in terms of how the mum developed, it happened on its own. And Rabbi Tzadik told Rabbi Yeshua, listen, I know that ordinarily as a kohen, I'm not believed. I'm considered a chashud. But being that I'm a chaver, just like a chaver has a special status when it comes to namanas in the laws of Tumah v'Taira and the laws of Tumah v'Maisus, maybe a chaver is different as well. So Rabbi Yeshua gave him a kula. He said, yes, it's mutter, it's okay. But he decided to go ask Rabbi Gamliel as well. And Rabbi Tzadik goes to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said, it's not okay. So Rabbi Tzadik told Rabbi Gamliel, you're telling me it's not okay? Rabbi Yeshua just told me it is okay. He said, really? He says, yeah. He says, you know, why don't you wait until the Olam comes to Beis Medrash? The Olam comes to Beis Medrash, and he tells Rabbi Tzadik, Rabbi Gamliel does, Rabbi Tzadik, stand up. He stands up, ask me the question you asked me earlier. So he turns around, says, anyone have an answer? Everyone's looking, he says, Rabbi Yeshua, why don't you give an answer? Rabbi Yeshua says, it's not okay. He says, really, it's not okay. I heard that Rabbi Tzadik came to you and asked you this question, and you told Rabbi Tzadik that it is okay. So Rabbi Yeshua said, listen, I'll be honest with you. If Rabbi Tzadik wasn't here, I could deny it. But being that Rabbi Tzadik's here, ani chai v'hu chai, how could I be makhishim? And Rabbi was very upset at what happened. It's not clear why, but he was very upset at what happened. And he embarrassed Rabbi Yeshua kaviyachal, and he made Rabbi Yeshua stand throughout the shir. So Rabbi Gamliel is giving shir, Rabbi Chutzpah Samaturgaman is being metargim the shir, and Rabbi Yeshua is standing and being exposed. V'rinenu kalam, and the Olam was very upset. They were upset at Rabbi Gamliel for the way he was treating the great Rabbi Yeshua. Ad kidei kach that they told Rabbi Chutzpah Samaturgaman, Amoit, stop talking, v'amad, and eventually he stopped talking. This Gemara gets an honorable mention in a much better known Gemara. In fact, one of the classic Gemaras in Shas. It's a Gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara says a very, very similar story. Tanu Rabbanim, Maisa B'Talmud Echad. There was a story with a Talmud. Shabbalif Nei Rabbi Yeshua. He came to Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei, he told Rabbi Yeshua, Tfilas Arvis Rishus Eichoiva. Tfilas Arvis, Mayriv. You have to daven Mayriv. You have to daven Shachas Mincha. What about Mayriv? Rishus Eichoiva. Amalei Rishus. Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't have to daven Mayriv. Gave him a kula. Shabbalif Nei Rabbi Gamliel. Then he asked the same question to Rabbi Gamliel. Tfilas Arvis Rishus Eichoiva. Amalei Choiva. Amalei. Valei Rabbi Yeshua. Amalei Rishus. Rabbi Yeshua told me it's a Rishus. Amalei. So he told him, Hamte Machiach Nesu Bali Trace on the base Medrash. Just listen to the words. It's verbatim our Gemara. Kishenich Nesu Bali Trace. Amalei Rashayel Vashav. Rabbi Gamliel told the Shav, get up and ask your question again. So he said, Tfilas Arvis Rishus Eichoiva. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel. Choiva. Amalei Rabbi Gamliel Chachom. Kyum Yesh Echot Shechayvik Vidavaze. Is there anyone here that argued? And he looked at Rabbi Yeshua. I'm Rabbi Yeshua, no, no, not me. Amalei, so he told him, what do you mean? Valei mishmecha amruli rishus. Amalei Yeshua, amoyda raglecha b'yidubach. Am Rabbi Yeshua, ragal vam. Amalei, ani chai v'hu meis, yoch l'chai l'hachash ha-meis. V'achshash, ani chai v'hu chai, hech yoch l'chai l'hachash ha-meis. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel, yoyshe v'dorish. Rabbi Yeshua, oy midal raglev. Asher rinu kol ha-am, v'amru l'chutzpes ha-meturgim en amoyd, v'amad. Same exact story, different shayla. In our Gemara, the Shaila was Rab Tzadik's Bechar. Over here is Tfilas Arvis Rishus Oichaiva. But here the Gemara tells the rest of the story. And the rest of the story is rather long. Zok to Gemara, Amri, the Olam was there. And they said, At Kaman Itzarev and Ezel. How long are we going to allow Rabbi Gamliel to treat Rabbi Yeshua this way? Ishtakid B'Rosh Hashanah Tzarev. He was Mitzarim B'Rosh Hashanah. That's a whole nother sugya. B'Tzarei B'Pchairis B'Maisi Rab Tzadik. He was Mitzarim B'Pchairis. That's today's daf with the Maisa of Rab Tzadik. And now Tzarei Hocha. It's enough. Tov and Avri. It's time to finally remove Rabbi Gamliel from his post. Rabbi Gamliel is not fit to be the Nasi. And they said, okay, so Rabbi Gamliel's not going to be the Nasi. We have to have a backup plan. So my noikim, who's going to be the Nasi? Look, be the Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe it should be Rabbi Yeshua. Baal Maiso. Can't be Rabbi Yeshua. He's not the Baal Maiso. Look, be the Rabbi Akiva. Maybe it should be Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, no, he doesn't have schus avis. He was a Ben Gerim. So they said, you know what? The only candidate is Rabbi Elazar ben Azari. Incidentally, Rabbi Hananel says that, you know, who should have been the obvious candidate? Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is synonymous with Rabbi Yeshua, right? You always have Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua together. Why wasn't Rabbi Eliezer? Zok Rabbeinu Chananel, you know why it wasn't Rabbi Eliezer? Because Rabbi Eliezer was old. He was a Zokin, an Ein Moshivin Zokin B'Sanhedrin. The Seyda Adoyra springs from the Sefer Yuchsin, who says Rabbeinu Chananel is a Tamiya. You want to know why it wasn't Rabbi Eliezer? This is Jewish History 101. Because Rabbi Eliezer, we know after the story with the Tanur Achnoi, was put in Cherim. Rabbi Eliezer was Shamuti. Rabbi Eliezer was living in Lud. He wasn't even there. You want to know why it wasn't Rabbi Eliezer? Because Rabbi Eliezer was in Cherim. It's Pasha why he couldn't. How could Rabbi Eliezer be in Cherim and be a Nasi? It doesn't make any sense. What did Rabbi Ben Hananel must have held? He must have held that this story happened before the Tanur Achnoi. I saw from W.O. Weiss in the Sefer Megadim Chadashim. He says, we say in that God, the Mice, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Rabbi Akiva. Shehoyu Mesubim B'Pnei Brak, and they were Mesapet B'Tzias Mitzrayim, Koloisa Halayla. It mentions Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and then Rabbi Akiva. First, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Tais Masechtas Ksubas Daf Kufei asks, how in the world could Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah have been mentioned before Rabbi Akiva? The order matters. It was always in the order of Chashivos. So you have Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. How could Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah be before Rabbi Akiva? Zok Tais says, you know, Pshat is, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was the Nasi. And being that he was the Nasi, even though he was much younger than Rabbi Akiva, but he comes before Rabbi Akiva. Zok Tim Gadim Chadashim, Rabbi Eliezer was also there. Maisa Rabbi Eliezer. L'chayr, if Rabbi Eliezer was there, he couldn't have been a chayr. Because if he's a chayr, you can't eat together with him. So if they're priming the Seder with Rabbi Eliezer in Bnei Brak, then clearly Rabbi Eliezer wasn't a chayrim yet. So you see, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the Nasi, and he wasn't a chayrim yet. This story, the part of the story that we're about to read, is when Rabbi Elazar becomes the Nasi. So you see that it happened before the Maaseh Tanachnot. He says, from this Tosfos, it's a gewaltige Zushel to Rabbeinu Chanan. That's why Rabbeinu Chanan had to come up with a technicality why Rabbi Eliezer wasn't the one. But either way, says the Gemara here, Masechtas Brachos, Geshmak, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. So they didn't know who should become the Nasi. This side, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Number one, he was a Gvir. Number two, he was a Benon Shel Kedoshim. He was the 10th generation to Ezra HaSofer. So they made problems with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was young. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Nes, and he developed the white hairs. And he said, Hainu to come Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hare Anikiv Em Shin and Shana, the on that day, so Pesach, they removed the watchman of the base medrash. What was this watchman? There was security. Because Rabbi Gamliel had a policy. He said, "Kol Talmud ain't toichei kebaroi, lo yikonis base medrash. Any Talmud that's not toichei kebaroi is not allowed to enter the base medrash." It was very hard to get into Rabbi Gamliel's yeshiva. And on that day, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, he went and he removed the security guard, meaning he removed this very intricate admissions process. And he allowed everybody to come in. Zok to Gemara, hu yoyma, how many more people entered? Itoisfu kamas afsali. How many? Pligiba. Zok to Gemara, Abu Ben Betuslav, Rabbi Chadama 1 says 400. V'chadamar, here's another number, 700. Regardless, the Gemara says Rabbi Gamliel had Chalish Sadas because he realized the gewaltige ribuy of Torah that came that day. He ended up having a dream and they told him, don't have Chalish Sadas. Says the Gemara, Tana, on that day, Idios, by B'yam Nishnas. V'sechtes Idios, Idios, was taught on that day. The Gemara continues and says, by the way, V'chol Heichad Amrinim by B'yam. Anytime you find in Shas the words, in quotations, Boy Bayoy, it's referring to that day. Zok the Gemara Vayter. V'loy hoisa halacha shahoisa tluya bebeis ha-medrash. Shaloi pashut. There wasn't one halacha that the Olam wasn't sure about, that they weren't mefarish on that day. Either way, the Gemara continues almost a whole nother Amid discussing the story. Eventually, Rabbi Gamliel asked Rabbi Shua Michila, and as a result, they brought Rabbi Gamliel back, but they felt once Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi, they couldn't remove him, so they ended up with a Yachloiku, and not even Yachloiku. 3 out of the 4 weeks, Rabbi Gamliel would be the Nasi, and 1 out of the 4 weeks, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would be the Nasi. That's the end of the story, but there's one more line. Zok to Gemara. It began with a Talmud who walked in to Rabbi Yeshua's Beis Medrash and asked him a question. And then he went to Rabbi Gamliel and then he was forced to ask it. And that triggered this whole story. Who is the Talmud? See, Masechtas Bechorus, we know who it was. The Gemara says it was Rav Tzadik. Who was the Talmud in that Gemara? Masechtas Brachas Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Look, the Gemara, Vayisei Talmud, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. It was none other than the great Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And everybody's bothered. What's the significance? Why does it even matter? Like the Gemara says, at the very end, we don't even mention his name in the beginning. At the very, it's like the poet, it's the last piece. There's so much rest of the story in this Gemara, it's not Shaykh. The very, very last thing that the Soif Dover HaKel Nishma of this story is, by the way, you want to know who Oisei HaTalmud was? Oisei HaTalmud was Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So I was thinking a hergish, and that is that, you know, if you ask somebody to tell you about the momentous moments, that's in Jewish history, so what comes to mind? You're going to think of Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're going to think of Kriyas Yamsuf, you're going to think of Maimed Har Sinai, right? These are some of the more important, the day that the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael. There's some very, very important times of history. I don't think Brachas Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis is something that anyone is going to mention on his top 10 list of most important events in Jewish history. But the truth is, this was an extremely, extremely important event. And I'll tell you how I think I know that. And that's based on Tesefta, right in the beginning of Masechtas Idias. The Tesefta of Masechtas Idias begins as follows. Zok the Tosefta, Tanu Rabbana, Kishenichnusu Rabbi Seinu LeKeren BeYavne. And the truth is, this Tosefta Masechtas Idias is also a Gemara Masechtas Shabbos. Daf Kuf Lamed Chesam Beis. I'll read it from the Lashon Gemara Masechtas Shabbos. Kishenichnusu Rabbi Seinu LeKeren BeYavne Amru. Asid the Torah Shetet Shtachich MiYisrael. There's going to be a day where Torah is going to be forgotten from Klal Yisrael. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Hine Yomim Bam Nu Uma Hashem Alekim Veshlachti Rav Baaretz. We need a guitar for this. Lei Rav LaLechem VeLei Tzomel Amayim Kim LeShmoyes Dvar Hashem. There's going to be a day where there's going to be a hunger. Lei Rav LaLechem VeLei Tzomel Amayim Kim LeShmoya Es Divrei Hashem. Says the Tesefta Mesechtes Idias. Here's the rest of the story. So the Chachamim came in to the Keren BeYavne and they said Torah is going to be forgotten. So as a result, they said we need to do something. What should we do? Naschu Mehilah V'Shamet. Let's start being Mekabelitis. And you know what they did? They taught Mesechtes Idias. Mesechtes Idias was prefaced with a thought of Asida Torah Shetishtakech Miyisrael, that something's wrong right now. Something is problem. There's a problem. There's a hole in the foundation. And Torah is going to be forgotten. And because Torah is going to be forgotten, we need to do something about it. So what are we going to do? We're going to do Mesechtes Idias. Now, when was Mesechtes Idias taught? We just learned the Gemara. Tana ba'isi ayayin. It happened on that day. That's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chav Chesam and Aleph. Mesechtes Idias was prefaced with a hergish of Asida Torah Shetishtakech Miyisrael, Hine Yomim Bob Noam Hashem Vishlachti Rav Ba'aretz. Loi Rav Lalechem Loi Tzalam Amayim. What's a hunger? Hunger means people pushed that starving to death, the Warsaw Ghetto. That's what a rub is. There'll be no tire. People will be starving for a little bit of tire. You're not going to be able to find tire. That was the heritage that they had. Now, it wasn't there yet, but they saw it coming. They felt that Asida Torah Shetishtakech Miyisrael. So what did they do? They taught Mesechtes Idias. They started being Mekabel Edos. And that's why we know that every single Mishnah Mesechtes Idias is Halacha Kamaisai. Because these were Halachas that they gathered. They had to go ahead and they had to issue the Psak to make sure that everything, and additionally, they were in the Nisrabas Hafsalim. They removed the Shoim. They said everyone's allowed to come learn because we need more people to learn. It can't just be Echos. It can't just be people that are Taichai Kabari. It can't only be the biggest Mitzvahim. We need people. We need people sitting and staggering away because otherwise, I see the Torah at the Shtakach Misrael. They were married by 400, which we know means just a lot of people, which means that 700 probably means a lot more than that. So either way, there were hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands and maybe tens of thousands of Yidden that now come in and they're going to be able to sit down and learn. And by doing that, they were able to have Mesechtes Idias, and they were able to avert this horrible disaster, which was Asida Torah Shetishtakech Miyisrael. And again, in order to really appreciate this, yeah, when did this happen? When Kishenichlus Rav Zeinu Bekeren BeYavne? This is right after the Churban. The Beis Hamikdash was just destroyed, to quote Aryeh Gelbart. This happened in the 70s, but not the 1970s. The real 70s, right? This is almost 2,000 years ago. When we were literally at risk of everything being destroyed. And this was Churban Beis Hamikdash. And this was a very, very critical time. And the way that they were able to avert this was by being Marbis of Solomon, the Beis Medrash, bringing people in, everybody learning, which culminated in Mesechtes Idias. And that was the way that we were able to get away from the Asida Torah Shetishtakech Miyisrael. If you take a look at that Gemara, Mesechtes Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Chesam Beis, after the Chachamim said, Asida Torah Shetishtakech Miyisrael. There's one man, the Amr, that was Chaylik. So they sit down. Asida Torah Shetishtakech Miyisrael. Amr Rab Shimon Bar Yochai. Said Rab Shimon Bar Yochai, Chas V'Sholom Shetishtakech Torah Miyisrael. It's not possible. It can't happen. It won't happen. Shenemar Ki Loisi Shachach Mipizare. Who said that? Rab Shimon Bar Yochai said that. He was the one who said, it's not going to be forgotten. Ironically, what happened? How did the whole Idias happen? How was Rabbi Gamliel removed? Why would they marry with the Safsal and the Beis Medrash? Because the Talmud asked the question. It started with the most innocent question in the world. Tfilas Arvis Rishus Oichaifa. And that set a chain of events. Last Rosh Hashanah was this story. Then it was Rav Tzadik and Masechtas Bechayri Staf Lamed Vav Amin Aleph. And now it's this. And it culminated in the Nisrabah of Safsalin, Masechtas Idias, the Bechir, the chosen Masechta. Now you know why it's the chosen Masechta. It's the chosen Masechta. And this was all triggered. Why? It was all triggered because somebody asked a question. Who was the one that asked the question? It was Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai who said, Chas v'sholom, shetishtakech Torah Miyisrael, dashkochot gefirt, that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai would be the one that would trigger this. The Sfarim HaKadoshim say, that ki loisi shachach mipi zaroi, is soifei tevois, yechai. Yud Aleph Ches Yud Vav. Ki loisi shachach mi pizari zirchai. And that's the legacy of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You ask the man on the street, who is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Okay, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. I don't know, maybe he lit fires. I don't know. Who is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? So if you know a little more, the Zohar HaKadosh. Teiras HaNisr, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was Megala the Zohar HaKadosh. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai played a critical role in Teiras HaSoy, in Teiras HaNisr. But the truth is, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was much more than Teiras HaSoy. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Stam Rav Shimon and Shas. Stam Rav Shimon and Shas is Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who's after the Talmid Rabbi Akiva died, 24,000 Talmidim, and the Lashon HaGemara Masechtas Yevamos that V'haya Olam Shamhe, the world was literally, it was Ledig, there was no Torah, till Rabbi Akiva went and he taught Torah to five Talmidim. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was one of those five Talmidim. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai didn't just play an important role in the Hemshach of Teres HaSoid. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai played an important role in Teres HaNigla as well. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the one who said Chas V'Sholom Shetashtakach Teres Yisrael. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the Oisei HaTalmid. This was Megalgulun Tzchus HaYidei Zakai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who felt Ki Loisi Shachach Mipizare Chas V'Sholom Shetashtakach Teres Yisrael. He was the Talmud who very innocently asked the question which resulted in the Srabas HaSolin in Masechtas Idias and making sure that Torah wouldn't be forgotten. So just to conclude, we know that we don't pass like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The halacha is not like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. So from that standpoint, the Torah of Rav Shimon in the world of Nigla doesn't have such a kiyum. Because it's usually masnis and the like Rav Shimon. And usually when there's machlokes Rav Shimon Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Or if there's machlokes Rav Shimon Rabbi Yossi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. But although the halacha is not like Rav Shimon, but Rav Shimon played an unbelievable role. Rav Shimon is the one who said, Chas V'Sholom Shetashtakach Torah Yisrael. And at that critical juncture, Rav Shimon was the one who came and he gave the Olam the optimism, the chizik, Megalgun Tzchus HaYidei Zakai. He was the one who asked the question, which resulted in the fact that 2,000 years later, we're still sitting and learning Torah. That's Rav Shimon's legacy. It's a legacy of Ki Loisi Shachach Mipizare.